Today's Wednesday, November 28, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, thanks for spending your Wednesday with us. Luke 23:44-47, that's your life word. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was a darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. And when the centurion saw what was done, he glorified God, saying, certainly, this was a righteous man. And so Dr. Luke brings us to this place at our look at the highlights of his gospel writing. As thousands of Passover lambs are being sacrificed all over the city of Jerusalem, God's Passover lamb, Jesus, his perfect, unblemished by sin, God's personal sacrifice, his most precious possession, his one and only son, he becomes the sin sacrifice for you and me. And the scripture tells us that it pleased God to bruise his son for me and you. There was a lot of suffering on that day. The hours leading up to crucifixion, they were brutal. And the act in and of itself is really so horrific, there are just no words to describe it. You know, the Romans, they had crucified thousands of people. They were experts at that. And God allowed Jesus to walk this gauntlet of pain so that you and I would never suffer the pain of being separated from him. The Roman soldier that stood guard that day, he's an interesting figure to me. I believe that he came to faith in Jesus that day. He watched as Jesus was tortured, and he saw Jesus in his worst hour give another dying man the one thing that only God can give people, saving grace. You remember that man, right? There were two thieves being crucified on this day too, one on Jesus' right, one on his left. And one of those men, he chose to concentrate only on what was happening to him that day. The Bible says that he cursed and he swore. But the other thief, he chose to watch Jesus. And what he saw was salvation. Please remember me when you arrive in your kingdom, the thief said. And Jesus told him, today, you'll be with me in paradise. And that man went from being a thief to a child of God, just like that. And I believe that touched this soldier. So much so, the Bible says he begins to praise God, and he said, surely this man was innocent. I think that he believed in Jesus that day, and I believe that one day I'll meet him, and I'll meet that thief in heaven. As you go about your day today, offer people a gift that's in high demand, but it's in very short supply. Grace. Love people. Even if you're having a bad day. Even if they're having a bad day. Even if you don't feel like it. Even if they don't deserve it. Because none of us deserve the grace of God. It's a gift. And when people experience God's grace, they can't help but run toward it and embrace it. Be a walking, talking representative of the grace of God and watch God open doors for you to share your faith. Just like this soldier, people are drawn to the grace offered to them by Jesus. When you pray today, please lift up Todd, Tina, Taylor, and Tyler Cox. They're helping plant Stone Point Church in Cummings, Georgia. And please remember to pray for the success of Life Word's Cebuano language broadcast that can be heard in the island nation of the Philippines. From the Life Word team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of 1/4 of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.